I can't deal with the hardship.
At the end of my rainbow wasn't by the gold. Just keep it through the sales of my rewards for the drugs that I sold. Now I sit and repent for the time spent. I've been standing on the corners for years, still ain't got a cent. But ain't mad over money I had or how I was spent. That would be cold nonsense for me to sit and tell you a lot of how I try to be a goody two shoes. Man, that shit is for food. So when I was young and I was knee high to snake nuts, my best friend was a pimp in the street sluts. Then again, who's to blame me? My daddy left town when I was born, and my mama couldn't tame me. So I teamed up with niggas like Dirty Al, Junebug, Little Waste, my man, Matt, Dan. Then and together, we broke rules and went contrary to the rules of the school of Lorraine Hansberry. It was there where we were treated like the mob. The niggas who lacked respect eventually got robbed, smacked up, kicked down, and physically brutalized. To the point where it was hard for them to compromise. We cut classes, girls made passes, niggas lit up, and we were dead in their asses. But I left that for bigger and better things, to learn the tricks and the trades of the drug game. But now I see where it's got me. No diploma I'm broken, not to mention the TNT is always watching me. I can't deal with the hardships.
Someday, some way, somehow,
I gotta get away.
In my environment, let's talk about the block I was raised in, where niggas were judged by the cost of their clothing, how many heads they put out, people that they shot at, and who was on their tip as far as girls and I was with that. I came in first place every time cause I worked hard, broke niggas with dice, played the con and threw red cards. It was means and my survival important was a dollar. In the meantime, I can still hear my mama holler. Get a job, graduate, plan to be something, but making mommy happy back then didn't mean nothing. She would scold me, shape me and mold me, but what she didn't understand, the dollars controlled me. Cause in the ghetto, one lousy buck holds a lot of weight. There's mothers who cry, petrified by the dime rate. But I hold fast and plot for not to the big man to get every cent that a nigga can. By hook or crook, I'ma get it, and watch my back, cause it's a fact that niggas don't wanna see me with it. Roaming the street late at night, I got a rep and a nickname. A little older, but the game and the name remains. That's how it is in my environment. Learn from the best, while the rest went to jail for retirement. And it seems sort of strange to know my life is headed in that direction, but man, they ain't trying to change. So I persist to get a dollar, but in my efforts I still feel the chills. And when my mama hollers, so I strive to get a grip, but on the real tip, I can't deal with the hardships.
Someday, some way, somehow,
I gotta get away.
Hard
to pull up out of the grips of the hardships. I move quick, see a victim, but avoid it.